Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Enoch Burke is back in the headlines today with the Irish Independent telling him this morning that he will not face criminal prosecution for repeatedly turning up at Wilson's Hospital School, who dismissed him from his job earlier this year. I'm joined now on the line by Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent. How are you, Shane?
Good, Durbin. Good to speak to you.
Look, Enoch Burke, as we know, has already served 108 days in prison for contempt of court. Just bring us back and remind us of the timeline and the process that that has led to this decision.
So, Enoch Burke was suspended from work last August, and this arose out of a disagreement he had with the principal of the school. There was a request made to teachers that... that a transgender student be called by a new name and by their preferred pronouns. And Enoch Burke objected to this on religious grounds, wouldn't comply with it. And there were a number of flashpoint incidents where the principal was challenged. These included at a chapel service and after a school dinner. And subsequent to those incidents, a process was started within the school that led to his suspension. And despite being suspended pending the outcome of a disciplinary process, he kept turning up for work. And this prompted the school to go to the High Court to get orders against him to restrain him from doing so. And even when those orders were issued, he kept turning up. He ended up being held in contempt of court, spent 108 days in prison, as you've said, and was eventually released just before Christmas despite refusing to purge his contempt. And as soon as the school reopened after Christmas, he started turning up there again, and he's been turning up ever since, including today. He's at the school at the moment. He's sitting outside, just reading a book. This brings us up to, I suppose, January 24th, when a couple of days after the school took a decision to dismiss him, he is arrested by the guards for alleged trespass, brought to Mullingar Garda Station, released without charge, and a file is sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions.
And of course, Shane, it's up to the DPP to decide whether or not a prosecution should proceed, but what you're reporting this morning is that Gardaí did send a file to the DPP, but a decision has been made not to prosecute or not to proceed. What are the laws around trespass and the potential difficulties of pursuing a criminal prosecution?
Yeah, it's not an easy offence to prove. There's a couple of ingredients there. First of all, the person has to have no reasonable excuse for being on a premises or wherever they're supposed to be supposedly trespassing. And secondly, the second ingredient is that they would have behaved in such a manner as causes or is likely to cause fear in another person. So I think to sustain a prosecution here, you would have to produce somebody who said, look, Enoch Burke's presence at the school, put me in fear, or that it could be reasonably apprehended that somebody would be put in fear. And I suppose we have a situation where the school has said has said various things about this, but I suppose the key point is it's described his presence there as a source of considerable disruption to staff, students, parents and the wider school community.
And of course, Enoch Burke would say that in contrast to that, he has had a lot of support around the school, including from former staff members and from pupils.
But so nobody has suggested that they've been put in fear.
No. Exactly. So what it takes it out then of the, with the decision not to prosecute, we're back, Shane, feeling into the, I suppose, the civil dispute between Enoch Burke and the school. So where does that stand at the moment?
Well, it's a curious situation, Durville, in that, he won't face a criminal prosecution for trespass, but he could still be ordered to pay damages to the school for trespass. The civil proceedings between him and the school that were heard in March, we haven't had a ruling on that yet. Part of that case was a claim by the school for damages against him for trespass. And the judge who heard it said that his provisional view was that there was a clear trespass in this case. So we're just going to have to wait and see how the High Court actually deals with that issue, whether they award damages against Enoch
and of course
that.
That's
but it is a curious
issue. It is, and of course that's in a civil law context. I want to bring you back, Shane, to these fines. So people might remember that when he was released from prison, Enoch Burke resumed his daily visits, and it resulted in a decision by the High Court that he'd be fined 700 day for each day that he remained in contempt. Is that 700 euro just for the school week, the Monday to Friday, or how are those fines racking up at this
those
stage?
Those fines are actually, they're racking up as a 7 days a week, Derval, as opposed to the 5 days that the school would be open. So it's not, as you rightly pointed out, it's not that he's being fined for each day he goes to the school. He's actually being fined for each day he remains in contempt. So this is his refusal to abide by an existing court order restraining him from going.
And do we know the tally on that,
the
Shane, at the moment? Do we know the tally on...
At the moment, as of today, the tally is €74,200, considerable sum of money. There was a ruling by the High Court a number of weeks ago in relation to a portion of those fines, which basically said that the school was at large to apply to enforce the payment of €23,800 of those fines. But as far as I'm aware, no step has been taken in that regard by the school as of yet. So you have a situation where, he won't be prosecuted. He keeps turning up and the fines are just going up and up and up and up.
And as you say, Shane Phelan, including this morning when Enoch Burke turned up at Wilson's Hospital School. We leave it there for now, but Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent, thank you for that. Coming up after the break, we're going to stay with courts and sentencing, in fact, with Professor Tom O'Malley, who's going to look at ways in which we could reform our penal system.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.